Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Catholic Home Show on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Teresa, and today we have Jacinta as our guest. Welcome back, Jacinta.
Thanks, Teresa.
You're welcome. And we're just going to continue on forward with what we did in our last episode, but instead of focusing on the evil agendas which they're using through TV and movies to get at children, and we did say we weren't going to mention the D word, so I'm not going to say. So we've covered that, but we're now, in this episode, Jacinta wants to more discuss other ways and other businesses and other avenues that the evil agenda is being pushed on children. So even if a Catholic parent just says, that's it, no TV, no movies, nothing, we're going to just stay away from all this, there are actually other businesses who are targeting children, and it would be good if our listeners can know that, you know, where other ways where these agendas can come into your family's lives if you're not watchful.
Yes. So there are a lot of companies, same sort of thing as the other movie company.
The D word.
Yes, the D word. They seem to just know that there's the whole go woke, go broke thing, but I don't know, not care. Because of seeing the trend that other companies that have done this have lost out, but I don't know whether they think, well, it's worth it to get the message out there, and whether, like the people who are at the top of Disney, whether they're also, you know, transgenders, homosexuals themselves or what, and they think it's just worth it, or whether they think they can be the one company that tries to get this message out there and actually does well financially from it. But
I was suspicious that they are actually being run by these sorts of people, because that the guilty conscience that would come from making such an immoral stance in your life must be consuming. So it's almost like that's driving them more strongly than the desire to make a profit.
Yeah.
Which is, it's disturbing and sad, but it's also very dangerous for those of us who have these powerful companies advertising and doing all that they do. So, yeah, that's just my guess, because that doesn't make any business sense to be doing something that you know is going to not be profitable.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. So there must be some other motivation, and that's the only one I can think of.
Yeah.
Because no one straight and normal is going to be motivated to force an agenda they don't agree with.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, it makes them look highly suspicious, at least in my eyes. So what sort of companies and what sort of things are these people doing that we should hear about?
Well, I wanted to say, firstly, a lot of Catholics have the question, you know, should I boycott companies that are pushing these agendas? And I remember, I don't know, 20 years ago, when we came across information that there were certain companies that were pushing, say, like the homosexual agenda, and I made the decision that I was going to boycott them. So one that everyone seems to know is McDonald's. They were definitely pushing the homosexual agenda for a number of years, from a long time ago.
Well, it was actually before the turn of the century, because I know that I can say that our family, I have not bought the McDonald's old century. And it was, I think, just before. And the reason why I know that no one's obliged to a boycott, but the reason why I chose to was because there was someone high up who said, we will be using our profits to promote this agenda. And that's when I just thought, well, you've told us that you're going to be using the profits from your sales to promote this. So I just thought, no, no. And guess what? We're probably a lot healthier nutritionally anyway, but you also had all of us do a boycott. Do you remember you picked up on the Cinemix?
Yeah. So Ford Motors was also another one that promoted the homosexual agenda.
Really?
Not that you're buying cars every day, but
no, still.
There was that. But yeah, there was Cinemix, which was a company that included
flavor testing. They were
And they included the use of fetal cells.
Aborted fetal cells.
Aborted fetal cells.